There are currently 100,000 U.S. and NATO-led international forces in Afghanistan. General McChrystal is expected to request up to 40,000 more troops, even as violence surges in Afghanistan. 2009 is the deadliest year for foreign forces since the conflict began nearly 8 years ago. As Washington reassesses its strategy in Afghanistan, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen warns the non-U.S. member nations must contribute more.
There must continue to be a fair balance between what the United States is doing and what the other allies are contributing to this effort.
The NATO chief said the failure of non-U.S. alliance members to send more troops and resources to Afghanistan could endanger the transatlantic relationship.
The United States must know and see that in difficult times, indeed precisely when it is most difficult, this alliance stands together and contributes together.
Many Europeans are opposed to continuing their nation's military involvement in Afghanistan with no signs of an early end to the conflict. Despite this, Rasmussen said NATO remains committed to completing the job, but he also made an appeal to train more Afghan security forces. He said it's embarrassing that the European Union has not yet fully deployed its police training mission to Afghanistan. For producer Vidushi Sinha, Millar Sega, VOA News.